Tell me, what have we just heard? And is this indicative of the sort of thing that
It's a fertility song, of course.
Of course.
The song is, tell me, Dilmana, how do you plant your chili peppers? Well, you poke them in the ground and you push them and then you make them grow and eventually you have as many as you like.
Right.
So, yeah.
Cool. And so, so obviously you said Tui has kind of innovated this group, but how did you all, you're from different walks of life? Do you know each other already?
Yeah, no, none of us are professional singers in any way. We're all just people who came out of the community and just, like I said before, like we just caught the bug and have just decided to put a lot of our spare time into trying to learn how to sing like this. None of us have any particular singing background, except, of course, our musical director, too. He has lots of singing background. And we've just worked on it really hard, and we're very proud of what we've been able to achieve over the last few years.
So how does it work with the language? I mean, that's a completely different sounding language.
It is a completely different language. How does it work with the language in terms of learning it? Well, she teaches us phonetically, but she also explains all the little, every word that we're singing and all the different grammatical particles and all that. We do have a session when we learn a song where she explains all that stuff, and some of it's just gone in by osmosis over time.
Because it doesn't just sound like you're just making sounds with your mouth.
She's quite particular about the vowels and all that sort of thing. We've really applied ourselves to try to get it to sound as good as possible. And also, like, it's not a tonal language. It doesn't have any like stuff in the back of the throat like Arabic or anything like that. So it's graspable.
Yeah, right. Oh, fantastic. And the full ensemble, how many of you are going over to
There's
Bulgaria?
There's 9 of us going over and 2 more not going over.
Yeah.
So we're an ensemble normally of 11. Today we're 6.
Yeah, so, amazing. Yeah. And so you're fundraising for this. You've done a big show at LMLville. How'd that go?
That went really great. We actually were pleasantly, not surprised, but very pleasant. We're happy that we got over 150 people who attended, which is a full house. So we were very, very happy about that. And we've also done that little gig in Devonport, and we have a crowdfunding campaign that's also working out really well. That's a Give a Little.
Yeah, so if people want to go, if people have also got the bug just from this interview, you can go to Give a Little, and it's Medena.
Mm-hmm. Medena, not Medina.
Yep.
Medena.
Medena.
Which means honeyed.
Honeyed. There we go. It's the Medena Ensemble. You can listen on, go to Give a Little and throw some money their way. And I can imagine it being just eye-wateringly expensive to get over there.
It is. Yes, it is. We've also had some community funding. Then we've had some Creative Communities funding. We're very lucky to have that. And we've also applied for some more, and we're waiting to hear back. So there's different founts that we've been accessing. So plus, of course, our own pocketbooks.
Yeah, amazing. And then you've got another show. Is it this Thursday?
Yeah, this coming Thursday. If you're in Auckland, it would be fantastic if you could come out. We're going to be singing about an hour at Harmony Hall, which is in Devonport.
Yeah, I love the name. Thursday I don't know where Harmony Hall is in Devonport.
Yeah, it's a little community hall. Where's Wynyard?
It's 4 Wynyard Street. And yeah, they do a lot of music. They do an open mic. They do blues, all sorts of stuff there.
Well,
so it's a venue to watch.
I like the name.
And we're doing it as part of an event that they do once a month in Devonport called First Thursdays, where there's lots of stuff going on the first Thursday of the month all around Devonport. So we're part of that.
Nice. Well, I bet Harmony Hall's never heard harmonies like this. Would you do a couple more songs?
Sure. Yeah.
And maybe you can do a little introduction before each of them to tell me what.
Are we doing Bacio Nicola?
Yeah.
Okay, Bacio. Do you remember what this? The details?
Yes.
Go for it.
Okay.
Yes.
Hello. Bacio Nicola is a person, Uncle Nicola, and he's walking in the garden with his little sister, and she's crying because his men are waiting for him in the hills. He's a revolutionary fighter, and a ram has been slaughtered, a fire has been lit, so sacrifices have been made, and he's trying to explain to his little sister that it's better that one mother should cry rather than 12 mothers, sort of implying that he's going to put himself on the line to save others. So, and it's from the area Plovdiv, and quite close to Koprivshtitsa. And we've learnt the song actually because our New York counterparts, they sing it. So it's their sort of song that they sing when they go there, and we're joining them for it. So.
Nice. Yeah. I can see you've brought a ram with you. Should we take care of that first? And then, all right. No animals were harmed in the formation of this ensemble.
Not even in the description of that song.
Kavalsvidi. Kavalsvidi is about a young lady who hears a shepherd up in the hills playing his kaval, which is a big flute that the shepherds play. And she says to her mother, "Oh, who is that shepherd? Who is playing that flute? If he's a local guy, I'll love him for a day. But if he's a stranger from another place, I'll love him forever."
You can't get weird in this small town.
Very weird.
Go. selato yashtei namada gonida davida mocha gojoya kaval sfini mamo kore dole mamo po selato yashtei namada gonida davida mocha gojoya kiti kiti
Well, thank you so much for coming up. I could Bulgarian folk choir all evening, but we'll have to leave it at three songs. But that's a good taster. If people want to check you out this Thursday, 3rd of July at Harmony Hall in Devonport, do you know what time?
7:30.
And
doors
what?
At 7.
Doors at 7, okay.
Yep, bring your own wine,
so great.
Non-alcoholic beverage.
Yeah,
maybe a
BYO
little
Milo.
Yeah.
And money? Is it going to cost
it
a little bit of money,
to
send you over to... No. No, this is... I was going to say, unfortunately, if it didn't cost money, it would make no sense at all.
It's on Humanitics.
Humanitics.
Yeah.
Great.
Medenki of Medina.
All right. We'll find it.
On Thursday night first.
And people can text in if they want us to repeat any of that information. And you're going in August? You're taking a documentary crew? I mean, you could really be,
As a matter of fact, the New York lady told us the other day that she's bringing somebody along who's going to be doing some filming.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's a full-on documentary, but it might turn out to be
a few minutes that'll
go viral.
I can see this, New Zealand International Film Festival 2026.
Oh, yes.
I could see big things.
Can you imagine?
At Charlie XCX spot at Laneway, next year.
Someone's got to do it.
Let's talk off air. No. All right. Thank you so much for coming
in.
Thank you, Matt, so much for having us.
And we'll see you on Thursday.
Okay.